The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.
Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting
www.myinjuryli.com.
Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting
www.myinjuryli.com.
For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting
www.myinjuryli.com
or call 631-654-4900. That's
www.myinjuryli.com
or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day. Well, hi, everyone. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach from Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. Welcome back to our program, From No Fault of Your Own. It's our goal to give you an insider's view of bringing and proceeding with various types of personal injury actions caused by the negligence of some other party. And among these areas, we will explore, and we have explored, and we will continue to explore car accidents, trip and slip and falls, construction accidents, medical malpractice, dog bites, nursing home neglect, products liability, and really so many other circumstances of negligence and the serious injuries that often occur. Through our journey together, hopefully we have removed some of the mystery and uncertainty, and we will in the future help you feel both empowered, knowledgeable, and confident in the process. We are live today, so if you have a question, you can call the studio at 631-451-1039. I would be privileged to answer your questions about personal injury. Well, today on our program, again, I have my fine associate and my trusty assistant, Amanda Spinner. Welcome back, Amanda.
Thanks. Happy to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you here today. This is going to be an interesting week. Of course, we have tomorrow night, we got the Yankees playing the Red Sox. And over there in the booth there, my good friend David is putting a thumbs up there saying, go Yanks. But in any event, it's a really good week for that. We have a lot going on. Actually, there's a lot of baseball going on. In particular, I know my friend Jonathan really travels all over the place with his son, Holden, who is a listener to this station. And Holden actually has some tournaments coming up. I love to follow him on Facebook. And Holden, you just go get him. We're proud of you.
Good luck, Holden.
And one day, Holden, just don't forget us, Holden. Just remember to go ahead and invite me to the game there. I want to sit somewhere. You know, maybe I'll be up in the Bob Uecker seat up in the top, but just get me in the stadium. So today on our program, we are going to discuss something that's really important, Amanda, about weather conditions.
Yes.
And the serious impact that they pose upon safety on our roads. And also later on the show, we're going to be joined again by Chris Beckins, who is the president of the Long Island chapter of ABATE, American Bikers Aimed Towards Education. And we have had Chris on before. We're going to continue to have him on. I think it's critical that that we are at the forefront of making sure that we can protect our motorcycle friends and try to reduce injuries and try to make sure that they're sharing the road fairly, but they also have a road that they can share safely with other drivers, right?
Yeah, and I think this is a great topic to have Chris on this week. Obviously, weather conditions, and even today, as everyone can see, it's been raining on and off. So, you know, safety on the roads is the most important thing.
Right. And we are being sponsored by America. I'm sorry, I said America, right? Well, America is always sponsoring us. That's pretty good. Atlantic Tomorrow's office, Gary Coutinho, and this program loves to have sponsors because when we have sponsors, we have really people that we do believe in. I have office equipment that I have in my office, Amanda, right? Great office equipment with copiers, and we have several of them, actually. And they actually do all the work that in the old days you'd have to have like five machines, but now they do it. So the idea here is in America that we try to get the best stuff. And I can tell you Atlantic Tomorrow's office is the best stuff. So let's get now and talk about weather and how that affects accidents and collisions. And, you know, motor vehicle causes and crashes are a leading cause, actually, of injury mortality. And weather acts through visibility impairments, precipitation, There's high winds and temperature extremes that affect driver capabilities and vehicle performance. And pavement friction, roadway infrastructure, crash risk, and traffic flow. And according to the United States Department of Transportation, Federal Highway Administration, that's the FHA, on average there are over 5,891,000 vehicle crashes every year.
Just a huge number.
And there's a great percentage of those crashes that are weather-related, right?
Yes. So approximately 21% of these crashes, so over 1 million of these crashes are actually weather-related.
Those weather-related crashes are defined as those crashes that occur in adverse weather, i.e. rain, sleet, snow, fog, severe crosswinds, or blowing snow, sand, and debris. You're on a slick pavement. Wet pavement, snowy, slushy pavement, or icy pavement. And on average, and this is a terrible statistic, but true, nearly 5,000 people are killed and over 418,000 people are injured in weather-related crashes each year. And that's something that really we have to watch for. We're here in the Northeast, and we know that we're coming upon a time of the year when we start to get cold and wet and ice and all those conditions that can lead to some of these serious injuries and tragedies. I have many, many cases that I've handled over the years that are weather related. And the bottom line is that we have to, as drivers, be careful, and we have to take those things into consideration so that we can at least try to reduce the risk of it, right?
Yep, exactly. You know, we have to do our best as our own driver of our own vehicle and do the best we can with the conditions that we're faced with.
You know, sometimes we wake up and it just seems like, well, it's just going to be humdrum, just another day, right? Humdrum. And the reality is that every day is a different day. Today, obviously, we had some rain here. And sometimes it doesn't even have to be cold. Sometimes you can have a roadway that's wet, and it could be slick, it could have some oil on it. And what happens is that we don't really adjust for it. We got other things in our mind, right?
Exactly. And we need to be aware of the other drivers on the road. We need to be aware of stopping distances. So when it's wet and slick out, we need to give more room for us to stop. Just a lot of things to take into consideration, especially with the weather.
And when I do cases, you know, one of the things that I always find fascinating is that you get people and they say something like, well, the weather was bad and I'm doing a deposition. And that's true. And the fact of the matter is it does become more dangerous. But we as drivers have to adjust our habits, and we have to adjust based upon really what's out there and what the weather is like. And sometimes, and let's just be honest, we don't do that.
Exactly. Sometimes we're in a rush and we don't compensate for things like the weather that are a big factor in causing additional injuries.
And so on our show, as you know, what we try to do is we focus on personal injury, but we also do try to focus on what we can do to try to reduce the accidents because we want people safe. We do not want people hurt. If you are hurt, we do believe that we provide a very, very good service. And a law firm that's going to be honest with you, it's going to fight really, really hard for you. But to the extent that we could keep you out of our office because we gave you some warning and some forethought, well, that's what we're really here to do.
Yep, definitely.
So if you're just joining us, this is Ken Auerbach. We're on our program from No Fault of Your Own, and we're talking about all different issues of personal injury. If you'd like to set up an appointment to discuss what you believe is a personal injury case, or you have a friend or a family member that needs to, please contact us at 631-654-4900. I would love to talk to you. And also, you can also Google us at myinjuryli.com. That's myinjuryli.com. We're always there to answer your questions and try to get you some clarity and try to get you some understanding as to what the process is. As we told you, we do not believe that the insurance companies are on your side. They do have commercials, and they spend lots and lots of money to tell you that. But we believe that you need your own representation. You need to speak to somebody, if you think you are seriously hurt, that tells you what your rights are and will fight for you. And our goal is always to give you the most information so that you're educated in the process and that you will be able to go ahead and fight just as hard as they can fight. And I will tell you that we will never get pushed around by anybody. We will make sure that we will get you justice and we will be straight with you. And so on our program here today, as I said to you, we do have Chris Beckins coming on. And he's going to talk about motorcycle safety, what's going on in this country. There are a lot of amazing things going on as we fight to make sure that the roads are safe, safe for all of us, safe for motorcycle riders, safe for people who are sharing the road. And we all do need to share the road and do what's right by each other. And we just do hope that you will look twice, particularly if you're making a left-hand turn. When you're making left-hand turns, so, so dangerous. Because motorcycle riders really are endangered at that point. So we will see you on the other side. We're just so glad to be here today. Well, welcome back to our program, everybody. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program From No Fault of Your Own. We are live, and we're exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. And if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone's negligence, contact us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. We would be privileged to fight to get you justice. That's myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Our consultations are free, and our cases on personal injury cases are all on contingency, so it doesn't cost you a dime unless we make a recovery. And listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. So we are back, and we were talking about road conditions and how that causes a lot of these problems, right, Amanda?
Yeah, definitely the weather. So the vast majority of most weather-related crashes actually happen on wet pavement and during rainfall, which really isn't surprising. Like we said before, 70% occur on wet pavement and 46% occur during rainfall. A much smaller percentage of weather-related crashes actually occur during winter conditions. So 18% occur during snow or sleet, 13% occur on icy pavement, and 16% of weather-related crashes take place on snowy or slushy pavement. Interestingly, only 3% of these accidents, along with the weather, happen in the presence of fog. Another thing that's interesting to bring up is sun glare. Most people don't think of that as a weather condition, but sun glare is actually a condition that's responsible for many accidents because people either don't have sunglasses or they're completely blinded by the sun. But on an annual basis, nearly 4,900 fatal crashes, over 300,000 injury crashes, and nearly 900,000 property damage only crashes occur in adverse weather or on slick pavement.
You know, the sun glare that you were talking about, I've had many, many cases dealing with sun glare. And, you know, the amazing thing about that is it seems like it would be something that wouldn't happen that often.
Right.
It actually happens quite often.
Right. Even if you think about just driving regularly during the day, how many times do you put down your visor because you're not able to see? And think about how many times that can potentially cause an accident.
And what I would say to someone, too, is it's not an excuse, and you should never turn into a roadway if you can't see.
Yep.
My answer to it, someone telling me, well, what do you do then? My answer is go the other way.
Right.
And because I've seen some horrific situations, just terrible, terrible stuff. And just think of a motorcycle coming up a hill and you're going to make a left. You're just minding your own business. They're minding their own business and you just don't pick it up. And when you don't pick it up, bad things happen and people get hurt. So please don't just assume. Don't assume you don't hear something. You don't necessarily see it. If that sun's in your eyes, you just sit there and you wait, go in the other direction. It may be inconvenient, but it could save your life, someone else's life, or protect you from some serious injury. And, you know, one of the things that we talk about is how do we prevent it? Well, you prevent it. You put the visor down, as you said. You wear sunglasses. Sometimes you leave your house without your sunglasses. Always make sure you have a pair of sunglasses in the car.
Yeah.
And, You know, it's not something that you plan. An accident is not planned. You know, you didn't wake up that day and say, you know what? Today I want to have an accident. So that's not something that's planned. We want to make sure that you put yourself in the best position and try to prevent it. If we could prevent some of these things, then there'd be a lot of people that would be obviously much happier.
Yes.
So we have these statistics, and it really shows that, Amanda, that the clear role that bad weather plays in motor vehicle accidents, and drivers should know how to compensate when out in bad weather. And too many continue speeding, really, or place too much confidence in some of their four-wheel drives because they figure, well, I got a four-wheel drive here, so I can drive fast either on wet roads or I can drive fast on snowy roads. That's just isn't the case. You'll follow too closely to somebody. You'll lose control. You just can't do that. There is a reason for four-wheel drives. It allows you to get more grip in bad road conditions, but it does not allow you to go faster.
Right.
And, you know, we've had situations where not only have we had issues with regard to snow and ice and all that, sometimes it's a combination. You could get wind also.
Right.
And, you know, the windy conditions can cause drivers to lose control of their vehicles. I'm sure people out there, you've been there where you just cannot believe that the wind is actually pushing your vehicle. Now, take that into consideration and add that to a wet road or a slippery road or a icy road, and it could play a big role in the problems that you have. And we really just want to make sure everybody sort of takes it into consideration. We're coming upon the winter months now, folks, and believe it or not, I can tell you there's no question that the amount of cases that I get increases exponentially in bad weather.
Yep, whether it's the rain, the sleet, anything, you really need to be, you know, more cognizant of how you're driving and specifically how close you're driving to other people, making sure that you have enough time to brake, making sure that you have control of your vehicle. These are all really important things.
Well, if you're just joining us today, this is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program for No Fault of Your Own. I have my amazing associate, Amanda Spinney, here, and we are exploring issues involving personal injuries caused by accidents of others. If you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Be privileged to fight to get you justice. That's 631-654-4900. Or go online, Google us, myinjuryli.com, and listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. Now, getting back to weather conditions, Amanda, there's problems when we're driving around with four-wheel drives or other type of vehicles, and we think that that in itself is alone is going to keep us from getting hurt, right? Because sometimes we have it where we have people following too closely. They figure they can control their car, and they don't have brake time, right?
Exactly.
And sometimes what we need to do is we need to just kind of take a step back and plan, you know, plan ahead. So if I know there's going to be bad weather, take an extra half an hour.
Exactly. Give yourself that extra time. Do not be in a rush, especially in bad weather.
And sometimes on the roads, I have it where people are driving the speed limit, but the fact is that the roads and the conditions do not allow for that. And so you can be driving the speed limit, but on that particular day, even going 55 miles per hour, that road gets iced up. And, you know, then you have all kinds of problems. You have cars sliding all over the place. And the reality is there's no worse of a feeling than that. We do know, and there are certain things that you could also do. Obviously, if you find yourself in a slide, try to control the car. Try not to go in the opposite direction. You're sort of supposed to turn with the slide till it straightens out the car. But the reality is let's keep you out of that situation the best that we can. We have a lot of people on the roadways here in New York, and I will tell you that the roadways are dangerous, particularly in the winter months when the weather gets bad. These things happen, these problems happen. And we really don't want it to happen to you. If it does happen to you, again, we will be there to fight for you, and we will fight hard for you to get you justice. And hopefully, more importantly, that you get better. Make sure that you get to the right doctors, that you go to doctors who care about you, who really know that this is not the life that you want to lead. You know, insurance companies give the impression that people are just out there to do this because they want to just collect the insurance company's money. It's quite the opposite. People that I represent really would like to go back in time before the accident, just feel better. And that, unfortunately, we can't help with, but we can help get you justice and fight to get you justice. And that's our goal. Our goal is to get you justice. Now, there'll be other programs where we will be talking about, Amanda, other issues concerning weather and things that we can do, right?
Yes.
And so what our hope is, folks, is that as we focus on these things, we pay attention, and then we get to the place where we all can be safer, you'll be safer, and we'll get to the place where I'm not looking to put myself out of business, because sadly, in just the way it is there will be accidents and there will be negligence of all different types. It's unfortunate, but I want to reduce it if we can, and hope that certainly you could get better, because getting better is the best thing that you can do, and you know, live your life and move on from it. But if not, we're there to fight for you, get you just compensation, fight for you for large compensation if that's what your injuries support. And we will see you on the other side, as we got Chris Beckins on the line from Abate, and we're going to really get into some great topics. Hi, this is Attorney Ken Auerbach from the law offices of Cartier, Bernstein, Auerbach, and Steinberg. If you or someone you care for has been injured through no fault of their own, please contact my office by visiting www.myinjuryli.com. Be it auto-related accidents, construction, product liability, wrongful death, slip and fall, nursing home negligence, or medical malpractice, please contact us by visiting www.myinjuryli.com. For nearly three decades, our firm has successfully represented our clients. Through constant communication and support, our clients never feel left out of the loop. We care about their pain, their loss, and their dignity, and of course, their compensation. Please don't hesitate to contact our office to discuss your case by visiting www.myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. That's www.myinjuryli.com or call 631-654-4900. Don't wait another day. Well, welcome back to our program. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach with Amanda Spinner, my fine associate, and we were talking about different issues today concerning weather-related problems and the causes for accidents and what we can do to try to avoid it. Most importantly, to recognize the fact that it does exist. Right, Amanda?
Yes. Everyone, please be cognizant when you're on the roadway.
So, before we get to our guest, Chris Beckins, this portion of our program is sponsored by Tomorrow's Office, Atlantic Tomorrow's Office, and really a great company. They provide all kind of managed services for document management, virus prevention, print services, copy machines. They literally go right to your internet system. We actually have avoided having to have a lot of copiers, or I wouldn't printers, really, because
yes,
our copiers do the same thing. And they do everything but give you massages. But they're really terrific, a terrific company. And I really highly recommend them. If you really have any questions, come over to my office. You can look at about five machines that we have. And you could test them out. We'd love to let you take a look at them. We used to have another company. And I can't say they were bad, but they really weren't great. This company is just wonderful, Atlantic Tomorrow's Office. And if you need to contact them, they're located locally. And certainly could contact them at 212-741-6400. You can email them at gcotugno, that's G-C-O-T-U-G-N-O, at tomorrowsoffice.com. That's G-C-O-T-U-G-N-O at tomorrowsoffice.com. Or call 212-741-6400. You could tell them that Ken and Amanda sent you. And I know they will give you a great deal. And they will really be a company that you really love to work with. They also do phone systems and pretty much everything you could think of. The owners are really great people. Larry and Adam Weiss are just really, really terrific people. It's a father, son, and they've been in business a long time and very trustworthy people. So highly recommend them. Please do go out there and do that. So without further ado, we have a friend on the show. He's become a friend of ours, and we really think that he really stands for what really needs to be done when it comes to motorcycle safety and sharing the road right. And it's Chris Beckins, who is the president of the Long Island chapter of Abate. And Abate stands for American Bikers Aim Towards Education. Is that right, Chris?
Training and education. Awareness, training, and education is actually what it is.
So it really is a terrific, terrific group. And I know that when you were last on the show, you had told us, I think, that you had some things coming up. And I think it's important. I know that you go around the country, Chris, and get ideas and try to come up with policies that can make the roads safer, safer for everyone, safer for motorcycle friends, and safer also for vehicles. So tell us, if you could, what is going on in that world right now, Chris, because I think it's really important to keep updated.
Yeah, it's definitely very important to be updated. We actually just got back from a seminar down in Georgia with the MRF, which is the Motorcycle Riders Foundation. They do nationally what we do locally. They lobby for the laws and the safety of motorcyclists as well as the rights thereof. What we did was we discussed the national legislation for this year's agenda coming up. A lot of things have stayed the same, but there are some things that have changed. They want to, they actually want to cease building or constructing internal combustion engines in 2032 in California. Now, that's going to affect a lot of people, motorists as well as motorcyclists. They want to go electric. Obviously, that's the future, but they want to cut out all internal combustion engines, as well as New York in 2035. So that's something we're going to add to our agenda. We're not going to support that. We're going to try to shoot that one down because that does impact us greatly.
Wait. Let me understand this. So essentially, motorcycles as we've known them and have been loved by many are really in the sights of some of these politicians where they're essentially trying to eliminate them?
Yeah, as well as the cars. It does affect us probably more so because more people are less inclined to, you know, be bothered by an electronic car. Even though you have your enthusiasts, you know, there's definitely the hot rods and stuff like that, but motorcycles, as we know today, will no longer be if we let this go through.
Oh, that's pretty. Wow. That's pretty crazy. Thank you for filling in our listeners on that, because you don't hear about this stuff sometimes until it's too late, Chris. And we're really appreciative that you're out there on the forefront there, finding out about these things and sharing with us. So tell us what specifically is going on other than that, and how could our listeners help?
Well, first of all, to get involved with state and law and federal MROs, which is motorcycle rights organizations, is a big key. You know, we're only a few people that we're getting the word out, but the more people that get involved, the more people that know. We have over 344,000 registered motorcycles in New York State. If we all pulled together, we would get a lot more action than we do now. The road conditions would be a lot better. We'd be a lot safer. The awareness for motorists knowing us that we were there, as well as our own inabilities to, you know, navigate certain conditions. You know, we would just, by getting involved, you're helping everybody.
How do people get involved with an organization such as yours, Abate?
Well, you can go online. You can come to us when we do events. If you go online, it's longislandabate.org or .com. You can join up online. It's a $20 a year membership, which is really nothing if you think about what you're getting for it. Just your welcome packet alone is probably about $7 or $8. You get a $4,000 accidental death and dismemberment policy, which I hate to promote. I hope to God nobody ever has to use.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you become more informed. The information is more available. You know, we get from the MRF, which is the federal level of the motorcycle rights organization, we get probably over 75 notifications as to bills that are up and coming regularly, 2-3 times a week, as to movement, as to what's going on with the bills, whether it's in the Assembly or in the Senate. That we get probably of that 76 is probably about 5 to 7 that are motorcycle related that we really follow. A couple of them, which is, you know, kind of crazy, but one of them hits me home, which I talked to you earlier about, was they want to keep kids under 12 off motorcycles. Not for nothing, my second 6 years of my daughter's life on the back of my bike, well, you can't replace that with a cell phone, you know. It's just, the relationship is just, you can't, you know. Also, they want to do stuff with the sleep act. The sleep act affects motorcycles as well as cars. they want to make it illegal to modify exhaust. And they want to make it illegal to pass inspection. If a repair shop passes 3 vehicles within 18 months, they will pull their license. Now, that's going to affect the aftermarket industry. That's going to affect the motorcycles, the motorcyclists, the repair shops, everybody. That's another crazy thing that they're working on. We also have the anti-profiling bill, which is going on, which we want to definitely shoot that one. We want to support the anti-profiling bill. That's where they train the officers in the anti-profiling practices so that we don't get pulled over for not doing anything wrong just because of the way we dress and the way we ride, you know. And, you know, once you're part of the organization, all that's that much more readily available. And then you can bring other people into the organization or even just spread the word if it's not for you.
Well, Abate, right? So Abate is a motorcycle organization that was started how long ago?
Abate itself was probably, I would have to say, back in the 70s. I think it started with Easy Rider magazine out in California. And then it went cross-country in various locations. It used to stand for a Brotherhood Against the Totalitarian Enactment, which is a big anti-government control thing. Each area has modified it a bit to better fit their needs, as ours is different than others.
Okay.
You know, and it's basically just the needs of the environment they're in. And it's not just Abate. There's definitely different MROs. There's, you know, New Hampshire Motorcycle Rights Organization. There's Concerned Bikers of North Carolina. I mean, they all have different functions with different names. The same functions, but with different names.
Chris, I've seen in some yard signs where it seems to be becoming more popular, and I've seen them out there. It says something like look twice, I think, or check twice, or look twice. Is that coming from your organization with respect to people looking a second time, being careful before they make left turns?
Yes, we are responsible for a lot of that. New York State Highway Department, NHTSA, was a sponsor for a lot of them. We actually created our own signs. We have a safety and awareness run in May where we raise money for safety and awareness. And those signs, a lot of them we pay for and distribute them throughout the population. You'll see them at various street corners, intersections, people's houses. And it is truly just an awareness thing. You know, so this way motorists as well as motorcycles are aware.
I think it's really good, Chris, because I got to tell you that I've seen a lot of them. And to me, when you start seeing them in numbers, you know, you start thinking, well, maybe something's wrong here, right? Maybe we have to do something better here. And I know that's what you're fighting for, Chris, and really what on the show that we're hoping to promote. So we will see you on the other side, Chris, as you give us some more information. It's really appreciated that you're here. Well, welcome back to our program. This is personal injury attorney Ken Auerbach. You're on our program from No Fault of Your Own. I have Amanda Spinner here with me, my trusty associate. And we're exploring the most important issues in personal injuries caused by accidents. And if you or someone you care about has been injured as a direct result of someone else's negligence, please contact us at myinjuryli.com. That's myinjuryli.com. Or call 631-654-4900. And we will come to see you for an appointment. We will go to a medical facility if you need us to come there, or we'll make it easy for you. And really, it's our goal here to try to help you the best that we can. And we're sure that the information, at the very least, will make you feel more knowledgeable, but also make you feel hopefully more comfortable as you fight to get better and fight to get justice. Listen to our program every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. as we do explore these issues. And we are here with Chris Beckins, who Chris is the president of the Long Island chapter of Abate. And Chris is so kind to come on our show and educate us and tell us about it. I know, Amanda, you had a question when we were off the air.
I did. Yeah, Chris. I know that we're talking about how, you know, Long Island Abate is a motorcycles rights organization. I'm just wondering about membership, though. Is it exclusive to only motorcycle riders, or are other people able to join?
Anybody with the interest in protecting rights is able to join. It's not motorcycle exclusive at all. We have a lot of people that don't ride and haven't ridden. We basically have a very diversified group of people. We have over 1,500 members here on Long Island.
So, Chris, talk to us. You talked to us a little bit about some of the legislation going on. Anything else going on that our listeners should be listening to try to obviously stay on top of it or try to help?
Well, nationally, we have a few things, which some of the things you don't realize until once you get into it. Obviously, the anti-profiling, that's national as well as state level. We want to work on that. But also the gasoline, we have E15, not so much here, but more out west. It's similar to the gas we have now, but has 5% more alcohol in it, and that is very harmful to the motor vehicle or small engines, such as motorcycles, boats, snowmobiles, stuff like that. And they're not properly marked. That's something we're working to get larger advertisement of or labeling of that product as well, because if you take that and put that in a small engine, it's not going to run properly. It's actually going to create and cause damage.
Well, in addition to causing damage, Chris, right, if you put in fuel that isn't really made for that machine, it will not run appropriately, and you can actually cause serious problems in terms of safety, right? So if I'm going to make a turn and I expect that my motorcycle is not going to hesitate, and I go to turn and I wind up unfortunately stuck in the middle of a road, you could subject yourself to all different kinds of conditions. And I mean, I think that's important, right? We have to make sure that they mark that. E15, I believe, is ethanol. Am I correct?
Correct, yes. Currently, we have E10, which is available at the pumps. There are some pumps out west and upstate that are ethanol-free, but not around here.
Got it. All right, well, I think that's, again, another one of those important things. And, you know, maybe if you don't drive a motorcycle, it's not something you're focused on. But, again, it's not an inexpensive thing to buy. We want to make sure that they are safe, they're running properly, and, you know, to make sure that you really know what you're buying when you buy it. And I think, I guess, the point you're making, Chris, is that you could go to the pumps and not be able to tell.
Exactly. The way it is now, you could grab one of the pumps and not know it's E15, and you could very easily put it in your vehicle and then all of a sudden realize it's too late, you know, and you end up with problems.
So, Chris, for those who haven't heard you on the show before, on our last show, we really did talk about some major concerns and how we could share the roads safely. I think we should sort of circle back there for a moment and talk about, Chris, what maybe others who don't ride motorcycles just don't really get, don't understand, and educate our listeners here as to how we can make the roads safer for those riding motorcycles.
Awareness. Awareness is the single most thing. Motorcycles have to be aware of their surroundings. They have to be aware of their road conditions, their machines, and their abilities. Motorists, on the other hand, should be aware that we're out there. We don't stop as quick as cars. We accelerate faster than cars, and we don't maneuver the same. And when we get involved in an accident, as you know, there's always usually some sort of casualty, a lot greater than an automobile.
So it's important. We talked about, obviously, cars being aware of the motorcycles around them, particularly, I believe, left-hand turns are really something that is really catastrophic oftentimes, but also it seems to be increasing, right?
Correct. There's a lot of distractions. People are not paying attention. And, you know, I don't want to say it's all on the motorist. Some of it can be avoided, you know, whether it be not paying attention yourself on the motorcycle or if you're going faster than you should be. You know, there are two parties involved in an accident, as you know. Sometimes you can control it, sometimes you can't. But if their awareness is definitely most important, because if they know we're coming or expect us to be coming, they will be on the lookout and they will act a little more carefully, because they can't judge a motorcycle. When you're coming out of a driveway or a side street, you know, you see a truck coming down the road, you know that thing's coming fast at you. A single headlight motorcycle, you can't really judge. You're not trained to understand the speed differences. You just, you know, we're not a common threat. Motorcyclists are not a threat to automobiles, you know, so they don't react accordingly, you know.
And, you know, we also have talked about on the show that the problem, of course, is that you don't have no fault on a motorcycle. So,
yes.
Right. So if you're in an accident, and Chris, you were kind enough to share your own situation, and most people don't realize it, is that if you're in an accident on a motorcycle in New York, your medical expenses are not covered under the motorcycle that you're operating. And you have to find some other policy or some other way to pay for that. And I don't think that's fair. I don't think it's right. I believe in New York, at least motorcycles should at the very least have the option to purchase basic no fault. Because in that situation, you'd at least know that you're going to get your medicals paid and potentially lost wages. And most of the time, people do not realize it. People who are driving motorcycles don't realize it until it's too late, until it's after the accident happens. And now they have to try to find a way to pay for their medical bills. They have to try to find a way to pay for their wages. We have told many of our listeners here, if you're riding a motorcycle, you should have a significant amount of liability coverage of at least $250,000, because then you could match that with underinsured or uninsured. So that if the vehicle that hits you might have $25,000, you could then go after your own policy for an additional amount. Really urge people. I don't sell insurance. It's not what I'm about here. But I want to make sure that if you are seriously hurt, that you could at least get coverage, some reasonable amount of coverage. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't figure it out till it's too late. So please do that if you're not doing it. And Chris, I know that with regard to motorcycle safety, as you said, you're not just looking at it in terms of what the drivers could do. You're looking at it too and saying, well, what could motorcycle owners do too? Motorcycle operators, right, Chris?
Absolutely. We are equal. I don't want to say equally responsible. We are responsible for our own actions and our own abilities. If we're not aware of what we can and can't do and how we're riding and what we're riding on, we definitely have problems.
What do you say about the weather, Chris, as we're starting to get into those winter months? I know Amanda has really been on top of that. There is a difference. What about riders riding when these winter months start to come? What is your recommendation?
Well, that's another one of those things where you have to be more aware, because most people don't recognize this when we're out there on nice days. And when it's a less than desirable day out with the temperature being colder than what it is, they definitely don't expect to see motorcycles out. So we, as motorcyclists, have to be more aware. We have to be a little more precautious. You know, obviously you want to dress for it, because, you know, you could leave in the morning and it could be 50 degrees out. You come home at night, it could be 30 degrees. When it gets colder, our reaction time is slower. Our body functions differently. You know, our machines operate differently. So you have to really, you know, be prepared mentally, physically, and equipment wise.
And Chris, even on a day like today where it's raining, you know, can you talk a little bit about, you know, motorcycle safety as far as that?
Well, we only got about 45 seconds, Chris, so be quick.
All right. Well, first thing is tires. Tires is probably one of the most overlooked things in a motorcycle. You got to have good tires. Make sure your tires are good, your air pressure is good, make sure your brakes are good, and leave yourself that room, because you never know what can happen.
Well, Chris, that's really a great recommendation. You know, we're going to have you on the show again, because we're going to repeatedly keep you on here and get you on here so that we can educate both the public who do not ride motorcycles and those who do, and using the road safely together. So we will see you next week, folks. Have a safe week. Go Yankees.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of this station, JVC Broadcasting Management, or its sponsors.